Good morning. Okay, morning, everybody. Yeah, morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. This morning, we are going to talk to Chief Bode George. You know that it was reported that the APC sent a delegation to him, to mend fences and so on and so forth. So I'm going to be talking to Chief Bode George. He's in Abuja, but we'll be talking to him by phone. So if he's not too clear, please excuse. But we'll be talking to him in Abuja. Morning, sir.
Morning.
Uncle, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You're in Abuja?
Yes, I am.
Is it a private or official visit?
Absolutely private.
Okay.
Well, I think got some good old friends there.
Oh, okay. So you're on some kind of a vacation, I assume.
Not a vacation, but I had to visit one or two of my friends.
Or is it a prelude to taking an international flight out of the country like you promised?
You know, Lagos still ranks higher than Abuja when it comes to international flights.
I know. Okay, Uncle, you had some nice visitors in your house. We saw the photographs. An APC delegation led by Chief Olusi.
Speak a bit louder.
Okay, I said that you know the APC came to your house.
Yes.
Came to see you.
Yes.
Recently, and yes. There have been all kinds of speculations as to how it all went about. So, in the first instance, they called you to book an appointment.
Yes.
And you had your own team with you. Did they want to
see? Oh, yeah.
Did they want to see you in private, or you deliberately invited?
Well, first, Papa Lucy.
Yes.
Got in touch with my very good friend, Dr. Adeniji.
Yes.
You know, I said that he would like to come and see me. I said, you know, in our own parlance, in our own culture.
Yes.
It is you who will see Agbalagba. You will see older people.
Yes.
But he said no. Papa said he wanted to come.
Okay.
I said, who am I?
Yes.
He was Prince. I said, okay, let Papa, that he will come with him. When Papa came, I prostrated as usual to greet an old man. I have a lot of regard and respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sign of deep humility.
Yes.
Very humble.
Yes.
You know, he sat down, and then the three of us were there. Papa said, look, buddy, go to get. I have come for 3 years.
Okay.
And my friend said, can I excuse him? You know, he was asking Papa, I said, Papa, can I leave two of you? He said, no, you will be the witness.
Hmm.
Sit down there.
That's retired General Olanrewaju?
No. General, Dr. Adeniji.
Okay.
We used to call him Mezzo.
Okay.
When we were in the university, yeah.
Okay, like so. Yeah.
Very, very erudite fellow.
Yes.
Yeah. So he said there are 3 issues he came for. The first one is to come and apologize to me that he agreed in his own mind that his younger brother offended me. And I said, Papa, that's all over. Vengeance is not mine. That's all God. I have done whatever it is, served, and it was another experience. And I remember saying I had sat in the bedroom of the president of this country when Papa was there, and they convolutedly sent me to prison for committing no crime. And I am happy I am still alive, and nothing has happened to me, and I have moved on. You know, that kind of an experience, to be punished for an offense you did not commit. If you look at Proverbs, it says, blessed will be those who are convicted for unjustifiable reason, that the Almighty God will grant them more favor. And that's exactly what happened.
I'm just wondering, who is this junior person that you feel was responsible for you to serve some time in prison?
You know, when I say convoluted conspiracy,
yes,
it started from our own people, and then they landed me, the ZNP versus Bobby George and all that.
Yeah.
That's the board. And then they landed us in the Lagos courts. What has MPA got to do with EFCC carrying me to Lagos court?
I see.
And you know what happens in Lagos? I don't want to open that box yet, but you read them in my memoirs because it's all over. It's about 6, 7, 8, almost 10 years now. It's all history.
So you think that you were deliberately charged to Lagos High Court? For...
Yeah, what has he got? Well, if you say anything in MPA, shouldn't it be federal court? What am I going to do in Oyewole's court? Mm. That was the man who was his lackey, you know? So it was his lackey, like they say in my local parlance. But that is all history. And I know all those things that went behind it. The fellow who also took charge and wrote the judgment for him and all that. And the Almighty God has been gracious. Absolutely gracious. Let me bring out my memoirs.
Oh, okay. We'll see that then.
You need all that.
Okay. So,
now, after Papa spoke.
Yes.
Then he said, look, that was the first one. The second one was that, buddy, look, we must try and create a platform in Lagos, irrespective of political affiliations. In fact, we may get people who will be members who are not card-carrying members of any political party. In other words, the voice of Lagos.
Yes.
You know, the more the merrier. I mean, we can, you know, put two heads together, you know, like we say, that will deliver you then. I said, Papa, no problem for me, sir. As long as it is to make sure we have one voice to positively impact the real, the Lagosians and non-Lagosians. You know, at least make our city the best in the world. The last request was, Papa said, look, buddy, why can't you? You are leading this G5 and the integrity group. Why don't you do the same thing like your boys, Wike and Shiri? Makinde did to go and greet the gentleman, I mean, for Bola Tinubu. I said, Papa.
Why did you say, What? Was it a surprise?
Surprise. And I will explain to you, but that was the first visit. Papa said, okay, this was something that came from his mind. Nobody sent him. As an older man, that he had been thinking about it as a legacy. What would they do to achieve oneness, unity, togetherness, sensibilities, and try and resolve all this imbroglio?
Yes.
That is encompassing our state. That was brilliant. And I thought that was also a deep sign of humility. The pastor said, okay, next time he will come with more people because he has not discussed with anybody, including Abiyemi Bolatino.
Okay.
I said, no problem, sir. At that time, I will also invite some of our people. So after about 4 days, Papa now told the same contact, who is also a strong member of the Elders Committee in our party for Lagos. So we now congregated. Papa said they will be coming with some elders and that, you know, and he will make sure he tells the press that it is him who is soliciting for my calmness and not the other way around.
Okay.
I said, okay, sir, no problem, Papa. So the D-Day, they brought another responsible, respectable jurist, an old man that had been my big bomb and my, like my father, Papa, retired Justice Olaunibe.
Yeah.
You know him. So Papa cannot say he's coming to me, and I'll say no.
Yeah, of course not.
And then, you know, they came with two former deputy governors. The other one, who is also an Egbo, Oguleye, from Ikorodu. And the lady who was deputy governor before. And then Papa Lucy now came with one of his strong advisors to a gentleman. Then on our side, I invited Mrs. Buckner, Akerele, Senator Kofo Ora Buckner, Akerele. Then I invited Mrs. Onike Oshodi, Dr. Akintoye Remy, then Mexo, Dr. Aridiji, then Dr. Gumbambi, and that's it. And some of our young people who are usually working and like the secretariat who will take minutes.
Yes.
And so we sat down, we had a prayer that God will guide us, because in everything you must give thanks to the Almighty God. I said the opening prayers, and they started. They repeated the same. Said now we had discussed it with some of their people, and they said that was a brilliant idea. Let's have peace in Lagos.
Okay.
So they repeated the same three questions, the areas of concern. The first one was the apology. And I kept telling them, I said, Papa, I was brought in the Christian.
You accepted that. Because time, sir. I want to speed you up a bit, sir.
Huh?
I want to speed you up. Time.
So time, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we talked about it, and the first one was, and I said, look, Papa, no problem, sir. You know, that's done. The second one, if it's established, we'll expand it more. And the last one you're asking me, I said, I belong to another political party that is in front of your party. And he said, it will be irresponsible of my party, because I am a member of the Board of Trustees of the party, a life member, and then the man representing Southwest in the national caucus of our party.
Yes.
We are in court. How can I go carry my agbada to say I'm going to go and congratulate you? Let this process finish. Papa said, no, brother, in the court, in the book court, we should try and do that. And I said, Papa, that would be, I cannot refuse any order from you. I mean, you are older than me. You are like, you know, in terms of humility that you have brought here, to encourage the people that this is very difficult. It is beyond me. So that's all that happened. And then,
okay, sir. If the so you are ceded to the two requests.
Yes.
Now that you have acceded to the two requests, what is likely to happen? You'll be less critical of him?
Yeah, for me, because I acceded to the two requests, yes, if they make the move, in fact, I forgot to tell you that my friend, General Tajuddin Nariwaju, was also there, and Mr. Akpari Bodala. These are the three of us that started the Omekopataki Forum.
Yes.
Because we all grew up. We've known ourselves from way back since the 40s.
Yes.
So we are now... So make it more compassion.
Yes, sir.
And they are, both of them, Badibo and Jaspi, They are not category members of any political parties.
Okay, sir. Very quickly, I'd like to ask if there was anything about political sharing where they you would have said that, okay, let me handle federal and give Lagos to me, or you didn't make any request like that.
We haven't gotten to that level.
But would it come up? Would you be saying that let's have a power sharing arrangement?
That I'm not talking about federal. We are talking about our state. I am more concerned about the color.
Okay.
Yeah, Lagos State. Look, you are almost Kopataki.
I know, sir.
Go to Lagos Island. Go to Sunu City. Go to Oshodi. Go to Alimosho. Go any local government and see the squalor. Squad, see the glee of the satisfaction, anger, and hunger on the faces of the younger generation, including the older generation.
Yes.
With the kind of money we are making, there is nothing impacting positively on the minds of this. I went to school here. I grew up here. I was playing football at the Italekogo on Campus Square as a young boy. You know, I tell you this story. We were in the University of Lagos. Four of us were reading engineering. Myself, Femi Ani Baba, Alex Omi, the son of the old Baba, you remember, and then Kweti Banasco. We were having lunch that day. They had just given scholarships to Western State, to Western State students who were in UNILAC. So we said, why can't we? They had just created Lagos State at that time, 1967. So the following year, 68, we said, look, let's go. I will lead you there. Let's go and meet the governor. Why can't they get scholarship for us too? You won't believe it. After lunch that day, we left for the governor's office. And then we got there, and the security advisor said, did we have appointment? We said no. But we are Lagos State indigenous from the University of Lagos. We are students. We want to see the governor. So the elder, the boss of the security fellow said, okay, write your name here. He wrote the name, they took the papers inside. And so they invited us in. And who? Papa Bankole Oki, who was the attorney general of Lagos State at that time. Then Chief J.O. Williams, he was the solicitor general. Then Papa Domingo was the protocol chief to governor of Lagos. And the other secretary to government, this popular man, I forgot his name now. They were the four, waiting to have a meeting with the governor. And I knew, I said, even if they want to arrest us, my mom would go and shout on her younger sister.
We're going to take a short. They are going to take a short break.
You know, 2 months after that, Jimmy, they started the scholarship scheme for Lagos. That's the kind of thing you should do.
I'm sorry, we have to take a short break, sir.
Okay.
Okay, just hold on. Then when we come back, we'll continue the story. I have Chief Bode George online, asking him about the meeting with the APC and what is likely to come out from it. When we come back, we'll take another 10 minutes, and after that, I'll take your questions and comments. So don't go away. Okay. We'll be right back.
With the best radio programming from the morning cross
to collaboration between you and the current occupants, you and APC, level of cooperation in the interest of Lagos.
It is in the interest of Lagos, not me alone.
Okay,
yeah, I'm sure they will have some people, like I told you, two of my good friends, Garibo and Taju.
Yes, sir,
they are not card carrying members. We will have to sit down, expand the city, that we take care of the five divisions of Lagos.
Okay.
So that we can, irrespective of your political affiliations.
Yes.
Yes. That's the camaraderie that you'll be involved. You know?
Okay, so that no longer makes you the opposition. Is that right?
There will be opposition. Maybe rather than go public, we would discuss the issues that will affect our state, and everybody will contribute. The more, the merrier.
Okay.
Two heads are better than one.
Okay, sir.
You know, then whatever decisions that suggestions and things that go on there, then they will go and execute them, rather than on a one-track policy. That's not management.
Oh, okay, very quickly, sir, what are the three most important things in Lagos that you'd like to impact on? Very quickly, sir, because we're running out of time.
Education.
One. Yes.
Public health.
Two.
Infrastructure.
Three.
And
okay.
Skill acquisition programs.
For youth.
All these young boys and girls,
okay.
You know?
Oh, okay, sir. Very quickly.
In each local government.
Very
and
quickly.
We can seed money so that once they graduate from their training, they'll be given something, interest-free loan, to go and do something for their life.
Okay, sir.
Rather than being agbero and running all over.
Oh, okay, sir. I understand all that. Are you going to be asking that you'd like to be represented in the cabinet?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Represented in the cabinet to do that's their party. But let me tell you,
okay,
1999,
yes,
when Baba became president,
yes,
and there was this hula balloon in the nation. Oh, PDP won. You know, at that time you have the AMPP, you had the AD, you had the AFGA. You have all kinds of other political parties.
Yes.
In his wisdom, because we were just coming from the military administration into the civil administration. And he formed a unity government. He appointed people from all the political parties to be members.
Yes.
Of his cabinet. That was intentional, that, look, we want to rebuild this nation. We want to make sure that everybody will have a say.
Okay.
Unlike the First Republic, where majority had their way, majority had their say, minorities were onlookers.
Okay, sir. Finally, sir, I'd like to ask this very quickly. So far, the results are being contested and so on and so forth. But on the 29th of this month, Bola Tinubu will be sworn in as president.
Those who you voted for, they are asking you, please go there, manage the resources of this state for the betterment of us.
Yes.
Not your wife, your son, and your children. No. It has to be well defined and executed to serve the people of this country.
Yes.
And that is the departing point. We didn't see that. They were all the lackeys and all his own stooges. You know, you can x-ray them and you can see them. I'm talking now, I'm almost 80. What am I afraid of? I don't need any. I have run my race. I have done my bit. But let's get it the way the founding fathers of this nation ran it and brought the people like us up. I told you how we got scholarship in the university.
You did, sir, yeah.
They just didn't listen to us. 3 months after that, they established scholarship for Lagos State. So why can't we have that? Why are these children suffering?
Okay,
I have
sir.
Cousins, I have people who are suffering. You go inside Lagos now, go to Evans. There are millions of these children doing absolutely nothing. Nothing.
Okay, sir. I'm suffering too.
That's all.
I'm suffering too, so add my name to it. We got to go, sir. It's been nice.
I wish you the best. Jimmy, we are handing over to you guys. So you are also involved.
Okay, we'll see how it goes.
You please manage your own end.
I will manage my own end. I'm always always available to to make my state a better place.
All the very best. So I wish Nigeria well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, so we've been talking to Chief Bade George, and unfortunately, because he's not in the studio, it's been a bit difficult to... I would have loved to have a broader discussion, but so far, so good. At least we got this. Now, we thank him. He's in Abuja, and so we thank him. And now we will take your calls and your comments. There's no point asking questions because he's no longer here. Maybe we'll be able to bring him in a month from here, or we'll give him maybe another 6 weeks or so to see. But I must commend the APC for what they have done. I must commend them for what they have done, for trying to mend fences all round. It's not just him. They're trying to patch things up and so on and so forth. That's rather than, you know, be boastful about it. Some people might see it as a position of weakness, but no, I think that they understand that in politics, the more the merrier. And if you've offended people or you've ruffled people's feathers, it's still good for you to make an attempt. So I give them that credit. And, you know, I'd like to thank Chief Olusi for what he has done there. The less rancor we have in the environment, to be honest with you, the better. So we are going to take your calls. Let's take the first call, Feta. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, who's speaking, please?
I want to thank the general.
Yes.
Because he had the cuckoo died.
Yes.
General.
That is the line is not clear. Can you please call back with a better line? The line is not clear. Let me pick another call. Hello. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kutini.
Yes.
Yeah, you have Ambassador Musa here.
Yes.
I'm a negotiator, but I'm not on the Kupa Kaki.
Yes.
Yeah, Kutini, you know, I love what your guests talk about the skill acquisition. I would have loved to ask more questions. It's unfortunate. Maybe I'll keep it around, but I have over 300 youth here who want to ask a question. Who has a Shopee yet to be paid under him? Over 300. I have that letter with me. Over 300. But he's head of the Shopee. That they are listening to me right now. After asking, these are most of these are negotiations working without being paid for about 6 months. So to me, I think politicians will remain a politician any day, any time. All I know is that as a citizen of Lagos, we want better deals. All we want is better deals. Good morning.
All right. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Yes, sir. My name is Dambaba.
Morning, Dambaba.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations, sir.
Ah, thank you very much, Dambaba.
They say we win the radio station of the year.
Not that them say we did.
I'll try you.
We did.
Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
I bet not gonna try to give away for us.
All right, noted. Next call, please. Hello, morning. This one is not them say we actually won it. I mean, everybody knows.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Chris.
Thank you very much. Congratulations to every one of us.
Thank you.
Like I was saying, I want to thank the general for butchering that cuckoo die in the public. He keep on talking about Lagos State. He mentioned about 40 years ago. Near the areas he mentioned.
Yeah.
This is not for you. Go there. The people give you that for every one of us. Not for you, your wife, your children. And people always pretend as if all is well. But for me, he's trying to amend things. Or could you need, please, let's be honest to ourselves. Yeah. How about the process that brought him in there? We need to look into that process because tomorrow somebody else will do the same thing and we want to amend fence and Nigeria will say, let's move on. Thank you, Uncle Jimmy.
Okay. Hello, good morning. Hello, morning. Hello, good morning.
Morning. Hello, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Mr.
Yes.
I'm Gibson. I'm calling from the island.
Yes.
I love that. I listen to all the interviews and I love what the man said.
Yeah.
He has not seen me forever. I listen from 2 to 8. Even if you are fighting, and I like the how we reacted in everything. This is another person, he said another thing. And he's giving up clear. I mean, I didn't say he was since 1977. I know how Lagos was. If we keep on fighting, we are not going to make progress. Mm. But when we, as they have made this move, then we are going to get Lagos. The case is still in court. If tomorrow court declare another person one of us, because until declare that Bola Ahmed Tinubu is not the winner, that's anybody here. But as long as he's still present to us.
Okay. Amen. 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 I agree with you. I think that given a very strong resolve, Bola Tinubu can make things happen. But it's a very strong resolve, and believe you me, it will also need a turnaround of attitudes. Maybe that might happen. Because, you know, like they say, the morning shows the day. And one of the reasons why a lot of us are fearful is what we have seen so far. But like you say, there are always surprises. If he has a strong resolve, you know, and makes sure that it's not business as usual, then I don't see why, you know, this country cannot be turned around. I'm glad you used the word turnaround. This turnaround means we can't continue in this direction. We've been on the same path for only God knows how many years. You know, it's time for us to change things around and try something else. Maybe not somebody else, but something else. Today is Grandma Lara's birthday, Mrs. Willoughby, Lara Willoughby. Today is her birthday. As usual with all women, I don't know her age. I think she said I'm 3 years older than her. But do I even know my age? in this world of affidavits and so on and so forth. Anyway, Grandma Lara Willoughby, happy birthday. And we wish you all the best, you know, all the best in life. And we also like to, for those of us who know your history, we'd like to thank you for what you have given, especially in the area of education so far. It's a pity that in Nigeria, recognition is tied to wealth, and you know these people, after they don't chop all the money finish, then they start doing projects. Person chop public money of $5 billion, is digging well of 250,000 in the community, gets the chieftaincy title and all the recognition, you know. We've been taken for a ride by loads of people. That's why I keep saying that we now need to celebrate people who have made concrete contributions within their sphere of influence. And it's in that mold that I also pay tribute to the late Alhaji Gbadamosi, who was the principal of Ahmadiyya College. These people gave their lives for education in Nigeria generally, and for Muslim pupils in particular. A lot of you won't know what it was to be a Muslim in a place like Lagos way back then. There was some level of discrimination, that is usual. You can't take away from that. Some of the Muslims who had to go to Christian schools, they were not forced to convert, because I know that, at least I think in St. Gregory's College at that time, you are allowed to break your fast and so on and so forth. But the opportunities were not like today. And so it's the likes of Alhaji Gbadamosi got together and savaged all of them and started setting up Muslim schools. All Alhaji Gbadamosi's life, to the best of my knowledge, was in Ahmadiyya College, Agege. And it was a good school. I went to repeat my school start there. Okay, so you know I failed my school start first time, so what? Feta, if you laugh, I'll get very angry. Very angry. I went to repeat in Ahmadiyya College in 72. And believe you me, by Alhaji's grace, he allowed me do Bible knowledge for school certificate in Ahmadiyya College. I remember the day I sat for that paper, I was the only one in the hall. If you did it, don't sleep, go. What was that? You know? So I will always remember him. I will always have fond memories of him. You find most people, even though he was called Oga, you were a bit in awe of him, But he wasn't that keen in principle like my principal in MBHS. Ah, Famorosi. In getting you to bend down, self, you know, there's so many strokes, and you are going to go up to six. You know, so we will miss him. Those of us who know him, we will miss him. What I keep hearing every day, every time I think of him, is that telephone call I got from him one day, out of the blues. And he said, Jimmy, I am very, very proud of you. You know, I am very, very proud of you. He just and called me and said, keep it up. These are the things that keep us going. So back to what I'm saying, it's not just about money. We need to learn to honor people. To honor people for, you know, like this honor we got. I felt so elated this morning. And when I started listening to the calls and people saying, oh, because of Nigeria Info, I did this. And Nigeria Info, I did that. One said he was addicted. There was a gentleman, Uber driver, who said that, oh, I mentioned to him to change his brand of vehicle. So I dare not mention what he said in full. I don't want any problem with the car industry. And that he did it and impacted his life. And that he wouldn't take any money from anybody who works in Nigeria Info that was his passenger. But I'm going to ask him to open a separate Tinder box. Let them be putting the money there and he send it to me. So, you know, based on that also, I'd like to thank all of you, you know, for listening, for contributing. Sam Amuka told me, or told us way back, that we don't owe, we are just managers of the medium. The newspapers, the radio stations, ideally belong to you guys and ladies out there. And we are so mindful of that. For me, it's about communication. It's not about Turenti. A radio is not a place for you to come and show off to people how well you can speak English. You know, it's about that connect. You know, that connect. And you don't know what it does to us. People sometimes say that I don't look my age. You don't know that one of the best times I have is here. And I'm dead serious. One of the best times I've had. Just this morning, I remember saying to myself that I thank God for showing me the way, even though it came a bit late. I've never done radio. I'm not trained to do anything radio. Never. I started as a hobby, just as a joke. And here I am. This is where my bread and butter is coming from and nowhere else. Yes. And so you don't know the fun. You probably might not, you know, appreciate the fun that we also get. I give you guys the credit for making me feel a bit younger than my age and enjoying myself, when I'm, especially on Dear Bumi days. That's when you see me in my real element. So we'd like to thank you all, you know, for your contributions, and we will not forget you. I'm going to put pressure on Sheriff. He will not escape it. Oh, that he work. Oh, yes. He must wash it. He likes to be called the manager, the Oga Kwata Kwata. Now this one is saying it's all of us. It's all of us the glory, but he is the one that God has anointed, or like politicians would say, he's the one that God has used to provide the washing. It must be washed. It must be washed. I'll put a phone call through to Wasil and a phone call through to one or two other whatever. They must bring that thing. We must wash it. Okay, all right, it's 9:49. I think I can take about two or three more minutes. Oh, before I forget, my condolences to Biodun Bimbo, Badamasi, on the death of our parents. The grand finale is next Tuesday. I've already gotten my own Ankara. I wear the Ankara from the studio here. Then we now go. Wednesday, I will not come to work, so there'll be no Dear Bumi, because only God knows what would have happened on Tuesday. Oga will be loving you. At least I'm going to go home with one eye shut. It's all shakara. At the end of the day, all I drink is water. Okay, let me take one more call and then I'll be out of here. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Uncle Jim.
Pastor Ladipo from Orilegomo. How are you?
Fine, sir. Congratulations to your studio.
Thank you.
You guys are really doing a great job.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes you guys have given voice to the voiceless.
Yes.
And you've made people's voice to be heard.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, my take concerning that interview you just had is this. How I wish this younger generation of politicians or followers can emulate what Olusi and the response of Chief Bode George. You see, we don't have to use strange and negative words for each other because we are on the other divide. It is not so. You see the way those Baba, he tells you the wisdom of the old. So for me, this generation that are too serious, some of them that call themselves special aides and all those, they should just learn a lesson.
Mm.
You can see that Chief Bode George now said they presented three things. I accept two, but the last one, I can't accept it. Respectively, and they too also honor him. Today, when you, I see some things some people post against you on social media. Yes. I feel bad because it's a generation that is ready to, they want to die, they want to kill on behalf of, it is not ideal.
Yes.
Thank you and God bless Nigeria. Congratulations one more time to your studio.
Okay.
Oga Sherif, my well.
Hey, we have to. You will not pray for us. What kind of a pastor is this now? He should have prayed for us. When we do Thanksgiving, he will be the one to say the prayer. I got to go. 9:52. Okay, I'll be back here tomorrow by his grace, by God's grace, at 9 o'clock. Though I'd have been in at 7:30. Feta, thank you very much. Is this one follow con? No, this one is addition. I'll never understand women. See you all tomorrow.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired, they're fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.